أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم إنه هو التواب الرحيم. The first part of this ayat we had done, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says that remember this great favor of mine also, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, the Bani Israel, that you people have done a great wrong when you started worshipping the cow. This was worse than what Fir'aun also. Fir'aun was a kafir all the time, and these people were believers, and then they became murtad. The guna of irtidad, of giving up Islam, is more greater than the guna of kufr also. Kufr, a person who was all the time as a kafir, that person never saw the light. But a person who was a mu'min, a believer, and then he gives up and turns away from Islam, that guna is even more greater. But Allah says, for the Bani Israel, even that we forgave you. When you started worshipping the cow, so now to complete that tawbah. Tawbah was accepted by Allah, but Allah wanted a completion and a perfect tawbah. So for that, فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِئِكُمْ, make tawbah to Allah, بَارِئِكُمْ, that being that has got no limit in anything, in his knowledge, in his power, in everything. Allah Ta'ala is beyond limit. So that great being that you have wronged so greatly, he gave you birth on fitrat, on Islam, and then you started worshipping the cow. What a great wrong you had done. And that also the worst type of guna you had committed, that you started worshipping an animal, and a stupid animal. How could you fall so low? So for that, فَقَتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, then start killing the people who did not worship the cow, and they did not stop those people from worshipping that cow, that bull actually. Then Allah Ta'ala said, now you kill those people. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam informed them, immediately they were ready for it. They accepted it. And those people who did not worship that bull and did not stop the others, they were told that with their swords and daggers, they must kill those people who had worshipped that bull. And for that, they had killed 70,000 people. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Harun alayhi salam pleaded with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala then, the tawbah of theirs was complete. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi says, this is like in our Sharia, if a person kills somebody intentionally, then he must hand himself to the family of that people, those who are his close people. And it is up to them now. If they want to take revenge, his life, they have the full right to take it. And if they want to forgive, they can forgive. If they want to take the blood money for it, they can take it. It is up to them. So like this, Allah Ta'ala made the tawbah of the Bani Israel that they must surrender themselves. An easy way to understand it also is like at the time of Qurbani, though Ibrahim a.s. was to take the life of his son Ismail a.s., but Allah substituted it for the, in his great mercy for this ummah, that Allah made an animal's life to be taken. And those animals, if we see generally, they like sort of submit themselves, they accept wholeheartedly to be slaughtered. Many a time when that animal is brought down, it does not fight or anything, it just accepts. Like that, those people also accepted wholeheartedly to be killed. And when they were killed, this is the great mercy of Allah, فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِرْ مُتَوَجِّهُوَا تُمْبَرْ, Allah Ta'ala turned towards you with His great mercy and with His great kindness. This worldly life, no matter how great it can be in our eyes, no matter how long, no matter what and what we can have, it is absolutely, absolutely nothing compared to the life of the Akhirah. So Allah says, I took your worldly life which had no value whatsoever, and then I gave you the life of Akhirat which is forever and ever, and the ni'mats and enjoyments of Jannat which start beyond, not the ni'mats of this dunya, but beyond the furthest imaginations of a person. A person can dream and imagine what ni'mats he wants to have, though he might think they are impossible to have. All those things get exhausted, Jannat starts from there. And then what and what ni'mats Allah gives. So this is also the great mercy of Allah. We think in a very limited way. We only think of this dunya, the difficulties, hardships of dunya, enjoyments of dunya. A mu'min is supposed to transcend and go beyond this dunya and look at akhirat, beyond the people of this dunya, authorities of dunya, and look at the authority of Allah, the power, the knowledge of Allah. If we keep that in mind, these things, to understand them, to accept them, become very easily and wholeheartedly we accept them, even the difficulties and hardships of this life. But if our eyes are only on dunya, which really is the work of the kuffar, the non-believers, they don't believe in the akhirat, their eyes are only on dunya, then every small problem is a very big problem for us. Whereas if our eyes are on Allah, on the akhirat, then easily we will be able to see things in the correct perspective and we will be able to accept it. So Allah Ta'ala says, so Allah accepted the tawbah, and Allah is such, innahu huwa tawwabur rahim, beshak wahi muaf karne wala, nihayat meherban hai. Allah Ta'ala is the only being who is tawwab. Not only does he forgive, but he forgives in excessiveness, very greatly. Allah Ta'ala forgives on his own. Allah forgives us without even asking him to forgive. When a person asks for forgiveness, Allah readily forgives that person. And if a person has the good fortune to cry and humble himself in front of Allah, Allah turns with great mercy towards that person. And these ayat are to teach us also never to lose hope. The Bani Israel committed that terrible guna of becoming murtad. They were the companions of Musa alayhi salam. Yet they went and they worshipped this bull, and but then too Allah Ta'ala forgave them, which teaches us never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Turn to him, ask him for forgiveness. Allah readily forgives. And then again, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, like many places here also, Allah is not only Tawwab, but Ar-Rahim. After forgiving, Nihayat Meherban. Very, very merciful and kind. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, in this dunya, if a person had committed a crime, and if he gets royal pardon from the king, the prime minister, he gets amnesty and he's forgiven. But after forgiving him, they won't give him, for example, a block of flats or 10 filling stations or 20 farms or something. The most they will do, we have given you amnesty, we have forgiven you. But when Allah forgives, on top of that, Allah showers his great, great mercies on that person. In this dunya also, and the real will be in the akhirat. So tawbah is such a great amal Allah has given us. We make tawbah, Allah not only forgives the guna, that is also a very, very great ni'mat. But on top of that, Allah showers his unlimited mercies on that person who makes tawbah. So from this letter, from this instance of the Bani Israel, we also learn these great lessons. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make tawbah, to turn to Allah and enjoy the great loving, kind, merciful qualities of Allah Ta'ala.